Thank you and good morning. The search for Ronald Sanchez Jr., the man who walked away from a sheriff's work crew, continues. Sanchez was serving a 120-day sentence for burglary when he walked away from the work crew at Sunset and Highway 101 in Arcata on June 4th. Sanchez is considered a dangerous man and has friends and family in Fortuna and Eureka. He is the brother of Silverio Sanchez, who was arrested on attempted murder charges stemming from an incident that left a forest ranger injured. Ronald Sanchez is an adult white male, 5'9", 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. There have been two other arrests related to the Sanchez brothers, including Ronald Sanchez Sr., who was taken into custody last week, and 19-year-old Damon Carlson, who was arrested in Eureka last week in connection with an investigation in Trinity County. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The California Highway Patrol and Fortuna Police responded to a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 at Main Street in Fortuna in the early morning hours on Saturday. The driver, 32-year-old Porterville resident Eduardo Valles, was headed east when his vehicle hit the concrete divider wall over Main Street and he was ejected from the car. Valles suffered major injuries and was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. He was alone in the vehicle and the collision remains under investigation. The National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration are investigating the cause of a plane crash that claimed the life of the pilot, Kenneth Gillespie of Laytonville, last Thursday. According to a witness, Gillespie was attempting to land at a private airstrip near Branscombe Road when his plane wing hit a tree, then a second tree, shearing the wing from the plane. The plane ended up in a dry creek bed with Gillespie inside. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 31-year-old Crescent City resident Michael Lofton, who was wanted in connection with a shooting last week. Lofton is suspected of shooting another man with a small caliber handgun during an altercation over a pickup truck. Lofton fled the scene, and he's 5'10", 170 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. Citing safety concerns, the College of the Redwoods has closed down the bleachers in Community Stadium, and now plans to renovate the old stadium seating are underway. The decision was made on Friday, and structural issues with the stadium seating must be addressed. The track and field will remain open for practices and events, however. Also, College of the Redwoods will host an open house at the Garberville Instructional Site in 10 days to show off the remodeling that has led to new classrooms and computer labs. The public is invited to the open house, and President Kathy Smith said in a statement that it's been a long road, and CR is pleased to open the facility to classes and community events. The open house will allow visitors to see the new facilities, which will be used by students as well as community groups, including Artful Children and the Redwood Community Theater. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The show must go on. Dave Silverbrand has more.
It's going to go on as planned. Nothing will stop it. I'm talking about the Oyster Calling Contest at the Arcata Oyster Festival a week from tomorrow. I never doubted it, but the theft of my car last weekend certainly complicated things and put them in jeopardy. First, how was I supposed to get from point A to point B? How was I supposed to get to the festival? Second, there were prizes in the car. Truthfully, they'd been there for an entire year, polka and exercise records. They would have been great. But then someone stole my car from my driveway. They disappeared along with blank checks and other documents. Police recovered the car two nights later. Deputies arrested 19-year-old Sean Eugene Olson in the driver's seat and charged him with being in possession of stolen property. The car. He claimed he bought it for $500, according to police. They booked him and released him 2 hours later. But back to the point. I found other prizes to give away at the Oyster Calling Contest, and the community has rallied around me and my plight. There never was any doubt in that contest, but it's going on anyway, I thought you should know. It's Saturday, June 14th in Arcata Plaza. The festival begins at 10. The contest is at noon with prizes for every kid who enters. And so bring them on.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.